we have not successfully found another model like we want to.
Well, you might say it's an offshoot of co-housing, which has been practiced for many years here and abroad. But this is a refined, or what should we say, specialized for seniors who want to be closer together.
And want to remain active.
That's local poet and teacher Finn Billy, along with his wife, Jean. They are hoping to realise a vision for their retirement that, as you just heard them say, doesn't have an easily identifiable precedent. Essentially, the idea is to create a self-contained urban village. The idea is that a dozen people or so would, either individually or as couples, have a separate living space, but each living space would also be connected to a central common area. In my imagination, I see it as much like a wheel.
We are trying to localize, come back in to a locality and a local identity, and then also a small but extended, chosen, you might say, family in one location, under one roof.
Who wants to drive an hour to go get groceries or just be in a car when, you know, now that some more grocery stores are coming into downtown or Chattanooga areas? I mean, you can even go to the grocery store and put things in your bicycle basket.
What we as a community do intend to do is to have a place that's so close to what we call the urban amenities. Well, the restaurants, the library, the
movies,
concerts.
Aquarium.
Yeah.
Riverfront.
Bars, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that we can walk and we can feel like we're really a part of that whole scene, the downtown scene. And all of us are oriented that way. And we really don't like cars.
So you're talking about buying land and custom building? Is that the idea?
That's a possibility. Or, there's a possibility of long-term leasing of established property with perhaps renovation to accommodate our needs and desires.
We don't know just where we'll settle down, because we want more people in on it to make those decisions. We're a consensus-based community, and we want more people to be right in on that and to buy into whatever we do, so they don't come in and say, "Oh, well, we didn't choose that." So we have been talking to city officials and property owners to get an idea of what might happen. For example, we talked with River City Company the other day about downtown buildings in which we could possibly buy or rent or lease or whatever is the best way to do it, a whole floor of a big downtown building, so that we're all on one level and right down in the middle of the city.
So again, the idea is for everyone to be both independent while at the same time interconnected. So far, Finn and Jean have partnered with Bill Reynolds and his wife Sue Reynolds. Others in the group so far are Sandy Kurtz and Bill Kurtz, Ann Curtis and Jay Koo. The idea is rich with possibilities for people growing older but not wanting to drop out. But one of the biggest challenges they've already run up against is finding a place where they can build, or a building they could convert.
Lately we've been looking at buildings downtown and on the south side, thinking that we could renovate inside an old building. We don't know enough yet about the cost of that. And, of course, it'll vary with the building as well. But another option would be to find a plot of land and build. That would be a single-story, we think, building under one roof with maybe 6 or 8 units on the periphery, apartments on the periphery, and then a big common area in the middle. When we talked to city planners, they said, well, you may not find a big enough piece of land that you can afford.
I was just wondering, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And so...
There's not a whole lot of available land anymore downtown, right?
Not much.
That's right. And so the other concept that we hadn't really thought about was, if we do spread out one story close to downtown, then it takes up too much land. And this is how the planners put it. We don't contribute to the density of the city that way, which I thought was a rather interesting concept. So one planner we talked to said that we would, if we were close and we were going to build, we'd have to come up. We'd have to go to 2 or 3 stories.
Because they're interested in getting as many people as possible in that area, I guess, right? In the sort of south side through downtown.
Yeah, south side. Yeah. Possibly we've looked at Hill City, you know, north of the river. North Chattanooga is more difficult, but the Hill City is still pretty open. But if we can get a floor in a big downtown building, that's big enough.
And maybe with access to the roof so that we could have rooftop gardens.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Because a lot of people, like we want to be urban, but we also like to get our hands in the dirt a little bit.
Yeah.
But of course, another option to take care of that would be to work with Crabtree Farms or local farms and get out and work with them. But it's nice to be able just to stick your hand out on the deck and get a tomato when you want one.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Now, there's a movement for urban gardening that goes vertical. I don't know if you've seen pictures. Where is it? I forget where it is. San Francisco or someplace like that. Where
there was one in Copenhagen.
Where you grow vertically. You have plants up a fence and up a structure so that you can grow more in a smaller space.
If I may, how our vision is slightly different from what is the common co-housing vision. Commonly co-housing, and I know there's one going up in Brentwood close to Nashville as we speak, is like a little neighborhood block or a circle where individual homes are surrounding a large common building where you can have common meals, common meetings, exercise, crafts projects, and even guest rooms. And we envision our small individual units feeding into a much larger central area, which would be where we share cooking, where we have library shelves. You know, there's no need for everybody to have a bunch of library shelves if we can all go out and look at each other's books, and maybe a space for making music, and certainly Sue with her yoga. We'd want some exercise area. And probably a lot of the common space is going to be multi-purpose. It will be one thing at one time and one thing at another. And we would love also in our common area to be a staging area. You know, several of us are in different kinds of clubs, book clubs. You know, they can meet there and have poetry readings, have storytellings. Yeah. And, you know, that's just all wanting to be part of the scene. Even though we're seniors, we still want to be with it, you know. Yeah.
So the way you're describing it sounds almost like a wheel to look at it.
It's a circular kind of pattern in my mind, but obviously we have no idea right now how that will.
Well, the challenge, again, is space.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely.
But you could organize it in a similar fashion in, I guess, a big enough building, huh?
Yeah.
But then it'd be more like living in an apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, the initial concept was that when you leave your unit, your apartment, you're right there in a common space, and you're likely to meet somebody, to see somebody, and interact with somebody, so that isolation will be practically impossible. So it's interdependence with privacy.
Yeah.
I understand. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. It makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah. And you've apparently had some potential buy-in. If 20 people showed up to your meeting, did any of those people express any interest in going further with it?
Well, several said they're interested in finding out more, and we're going to have a dinner and invite them in so they get to know us a little bit better, because we're inviting people to share our lives, and they obviously, we're strangers to them and they're strangers to us, and we need ways to get to know each other better. And then we'll have another open meeting the 22nd. And follow-up to that will be similar. And Bill even suggested that after we have one large dinner meeting, that then we ask smaller numbers of interested people into our individual homes so that we even get more interaction. And I think that makes a lot of sense.
Well, it is a bit like picking a roommate, right?
Oh, yeah.
Housemate.
And we've all done that, right? And you know,
sometimes
with varying degrees of success, probably.
Yeah, sometimes we didn't have much say-so in the choice either.
That's
so
true.
We're trying to avoid that for sure.
What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for you?
The question we've been getting most from people who we talk to is, can I get my money back? Or can heirs benefit? Equity. And We have very guarded answers to that one. Well, we think maybe, and maybe some of it, but we're not sure. We can't really know right now. And it's something that the whole group is going to have to come up with a policy about and then set some legal, you know, it's going to have to be legal, the contract.
Well, part of the challenge is going to be you're going to have a common area. So to whom does that belong? Belongs to everybody, right?
Yeah.
You know, so you might start look at it about in people's terms of shares of square footage.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just, it's mind-boggling.
It is a little knotty,
the possibilities, And that's K-N-O-T-T-Y, we're saying,
exactly.
Not N-A-U-G-H-T-Y.
So what's your time frame on this? Do you have one?
Well.
In terms of reaching the point where you...
Move in.
Well, the first thing is you've got to find kindred spirits, right?
I think there's a point at which we six simply can't continue devoting as much of our lives to this without some interest and buy-in. So, that's one cutoff. If by June or July, we haven't set a date, but if by a certain date it's still just we sick, then, it's not going to happen.
And there's going to be development time, lots of development time, design, construction, purchase, and all that. I keep saying, and this is just me, I'm not speaking for anybody, we're moving in the spring of 2017.
Finn and Jean, along with their partners, are holding another meeting for people seriously interested in joining them. It'll be in the Mean Mug, the coffee shop on West Main Street. That's the Mean Mug, 114 West Main Street. The meeting is on Wednesday, January 22nd at 6 o'clock. They do want to emphasize this isn't an open house, but rather a meeting for kindred spirits looking for more information. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.